Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1699 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, well before Wren interpreted them. Yes, Burke is the man who deserves credit for the discovery of the notes. I went over the evidence in the case. I read all the briefs in it, went down to the pencil factory, went over all the briefs in the case, and interviewed all the witnesses at the pencil factory, went up to your office and examined all those, examined the evidence in the case, and made my report to them that in my opinion that they did not need any evidence outside of that used at the first trial. That is my opinion now. I suppose there were over 100 witnesses introduced by the state of Georgia in the case. I don't know how many were introduced. I didn't read over all. I did not read the stenographic report. I just read the briefs. I interviewed Schiff, Darley, Holloway, Lemmy Quinn at the factory, Frank himself. I don't recollect the others. I don't remember the state's witnesses I examined. I employed Botts Rogers, who was one of the state's witnesses. He has not given an affidavit changing his evidence. I did not interview John Starnes and Pat Campbell. I tried to interview Montine Stover. I did not interview Newt Lee. I tried to interview Montine Stover twice. The first time was at Mr. Dot Borstein, quote, S office. I told Mr. Dot Leonard Haas I would like very much to talk with this little Montine Stover, except with her permission, and he said he thought he could arrange it. Later I met Mr. Dot Borstein and asked him if he could make arrangements for the interview with Montine Stover, and he said he could. I told him to go there and get the permission of the parents of the girl and the girl's permission. Later Mr. Dot Haas telephoned me, told me that Montine Stover and her father and mother were at the office of Mr. Dot Borstein. I went up there, and as I walked in the door, Mr. Dot Borstein said, "Come in, Mr. Dot Burns," and the little girl jumped up and went out the door and the mother after her. They went after her and called her back. I said, "What is the trouble?" I said, "Well, if she doesn't want to speak to me, let her go. Don't call her back." I said to Mr. Borstein, "Did you make the arrangement?" And he said, "No, I did not. I thought I would get her here and she would consent." Then I said, "You gentlemen ought not to have brought me here without having made satisfactory arrangements for the interview." I did not see anybody grab hold of the girl and try to hold her. I did not have any conference with the girl who stays in Borstein's office at all about detaining her or directing.